Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, a cool evening has settled in. Tel Aviv and Haifa are experiencing a refreshing breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear and calm. Perfect weather for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Hezbollah terrorists are trapped underground as the IDF clears a key ridge in southern Lebanon. This development follows weeks of intense fighting. Also, according to Israel Hayom, a Hamas terrorist who held hostages and led the attack on the Sufa post has been eliminated. This occurred earlier today in the Khan Yunis area. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that Jordan faces repercussions from Iran for its strong alliance with the United States. This includes numerous drone and missile attacks. Separately, Walla confirms that Mohammed Mahmoud Marasht al-Qadi, the commander of the Nukba battalion, has been eliminated following his involvement in the Sufa post raid. And finally, I-24 News reveals that the U.S. is investigating a deadly wedding strike in Iran, after an analysis suggests it was hit by American munition. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat in the U.S. House, condemned anti-Semitism from Hassan Piker by name on CNN. Belaz News reported earlier today that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats over a settlement ban. The move follows Dutch legislation against trade in Israeli territories. Aaron David Miller, a former U.S. diplomat, commented that an article in the Wall Street Journal highlights the arrogance of great powers overestimating their own capacity, drawing parallels to Russia and Ukraine. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. Ynet details that the Israeli Defense Forces have trapped Hezbollah fighters underground, effectively cutting off their escape routes. This operation on the Ali Teher Ridge marks a significant moment in the ongoing conflict. It underscores the IDF's strategic efforts to weaken Hezbollah's foothold in the region. Turning to the elimination of the Hamas commander, Israel Hayom reports that Mohammed Mahmoud Marasht al-Qadi was a key figure in orchestrating attacks, including a deadly raid on the Sufa post. His death represents a blow to Hamas's operational leadership in Gaza. This could potentially disrupt future coordinated assaults. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights Jordan's vulnerability due to its alliance with the U.S. Amidst ongoing tensions, Jordan has been targeted by Iranian drones and missiles. The geopolitical strain is compounded by rising energy costs, affecting both domestic stability and regional alliances. In related news, Walla confirms the elimination of al-Qaeda alliance with Israel's broader military objectives. It reflects an ongoing campaign to dismantle Hamas's military capabilities. This comes as the region remains on edge following escalations since October. And finally, 24 News reports the U.S. is scrutinizing a strike at an Iranian wedding. The use of American munitions raises questions about targeting and accountability. The incident could strain U.S.-Iran relations further, impacting diplomatic negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Light has raised $165 million, boosting its valuation to $1.6 billion. The Israeli startup specializes in physical AI, attracting significant investor interest since its founding in 2021. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that AITain, an Israeli defense startup, has secured $41 million in funding. This supports the global expansion of its robotic warfare technology, now gaining traction in international markets. And finally, Walla Business highlights the excitement in Germany over an Israeli missile test. The successful launch of the Lora missile from a German frigate is being hailed as a historic achievement in maritime defense technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.